the last year, 52% of students have hit, bullied, or taunted fellow classmates. These children believe it's okay to hit or threaten a person who angers them. Bullying is like torture to some kids. Let's stop the hatred. This message is from Tri Property Management in Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or visit triplacestolive.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Heart Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone. Pastor Billy, thanks for being with us this morning.
And what Thank are you, Dr. Monty. Well, actually, I'd like to talk about a hot topic that seems to be picking up steam, and that's the issue of UFOs and aliens, and how does that all fit with the Bible?
I think it's important people understand that there really is another dimension out there. Certainly, a lot of people want to tell us they're from distant galaxies, and no, they're not. That's simply a diversion, so people won't understand the spiritual implications of what's going on. Pastor Billy, I've seen your DVD set on this. It's great. You go right ahead.
Yeah, and it's something I've been looking forward to getting out because it's dear to my heart because, believe it or not, before I became a Christian, back when I was involved in the occult and New Age, I was ingested with this UFO and alien topic. Not only been to the conferences and the abduction encounters and had some strange encounters myself and just well-versed in that issue, but it was only after I became a Christian, actually began to read the Bible, that you began to see the level of deception this planet is headed for. Folks, there are real entities out there. I'm not saying everything that people report is, quote, a UFO. I think a lot of it is governmental aircraft, experimental aircraft. Unfortunately, I do believe there are hoaxes out there. Some might be explained by a natural phenomenon or something like that. But there really is, I truly believe and am convinced, that there is an element out there that you can't explain away, that there are entities out there, and they're cruising in the skies, and they're popping in and popping out here and there. But the question is, who are they, where'd they come from, and what are they really doing here? And mankind is being corralled into a horrible arena of deception. And that's exactly what the Bible talks about. In fact, Jesus said in Matthew 24, when his disciples approach him, he said, watch out that no one deceives you. That's the very first thing out of his mouth after his disciples said, how do we know the sign of your coming? He says, watch out that nobody deceives you. There's going to be false prophets, false teachers, false Christ. And there's going to be deception. And believe it or not, I think that UFOs are going to be part of that deception. In a nutshell, I'll get to some other things here hopefully shortly. But in a nutshell, folks, UFOs, one of the biggest things that they are preparing mankind to all for is they will become the ultimate instantaneous excuse to explain away the rapture of the church. And I don't say that just as a Christian saying, well, you got to come up with some, you know, goofy reason to explain UFOs and aliens. This is from their actual, quote, words, which is another hot topic because I was back in the New Age, and the way that you're supposed to contact these space brothers, as they call themselves, or beings of light, or, you know, and they're supposed to be orbiting our planet, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. And is you have to do it through a process called channeling, okay? And channeling, of course, is an occult technique. It's old-fashioned. God says in Deuteronomy 18, he says, stay away from these things. It's an abomination to God. It's a demonic deception. And but this is the only way that you can make contact with them, is you have to get into an altered state of consciousness. You have to not only allow them to speak through you through an occult technique, but they ultimately want to possess you. And you start taking a look at it, and you're going, well, gee, that starts to sound like a demon. Of course it does. And then you think about it, and you're going, well, wait a second. So you're supposed to be this higher evolved, super intelligent race from some other galaxy or solar system or whatever. And you mean to tell me that the only way I can communicate with you is through an occult technique that God forbids? Why can't you beam me down a walkie-talkie or tap into my cell phone or, you know, jump on, become a cosmic hacker and get into my computer? I mean, why do I have to get into an altered state of consciousness so that just happens to be the same way that demons communicate through people? And you start looking at this, and it's like really fishy, but these messages that are coming through these people from these supposed space brothers, aliens, what have you, that's what they are saying. In their messages, I've still got some of the books in my office back from the New Age days. Don't promote it, but by way of research, And that's what they're saying. The messages are, don't worry about your loved ones. Yes, you're going to see in the near future people disappear from the planet, but don't be alarmed. They were beamed up by our spaceships, and then what they'll do, the second lie is not only explain away the rapture, what they'll do is they're actually preparing people who are going to be left behind for the seven-year tribulation. That is not a bad thing. That is a badge of honor. And they're in their writings, through the channeling, through the occult technique, what they're saying is, oh, by the way, don't be alarmed if you're not taken in this first wave of liftoff. First of all, don't worry about your loved ones. We got them up here. We're taking care of them. But you're a chosen one. You're one of the fortunate ones. You're the one who's evolved spiritually high enough to join us into the age of utopia. This is what they're saying. I'm not making this up. You know, and you think about it, it's kind of ludicrous. You come all the way across the universe, and the only way I can communicate with you is through an occult technique, and you just happen to be explaining away the rapture of the church. It's crazy. And again, that's just the tip of the tip of the tip of the iceberg. And because it's such a great deception, we were excited, Dr. Monteith, to finally go deep on this issue. And we provided a 10-DVD set, and it's in documentary style, on this topic, UFOs, the Great Last Days Deception. And we actually shot it outside of Area 51, which is not too far from us here in Las Vegas, about a 2.5-hour drive. And we shot it there on location. And so it's a completely different format. And you will see with your own eyes, folks, the first four DVDs deal with just the history of UFOs. And just taking a look at the history, you start to realize something fishy is going on here. Something isn't lining up. I know this is what we're being told to believe, but something isn't lining up. And that's what you begin to see in the process is, wait a second, the whole premise of UFOs and aliens is built on a lie. And that lie is evolution, okay? Evolution, folks, is not true. It's not demonstrated anywhere. And if you don't believe us, we have 41 DVDs in our ministry proving how bankrupt evolution is. But the whole premise of aliens is based on a lie, okay? Because what? They are supposed to be a higher evolved race, right? But wait a second. Think about it logically. If evolution is not true, and it's not, and that can be easily demonstrated, then how in the world can these things ever evolve, quote-unquote, into a higher race in the first place? Okay? It's crazy. So if evolution can't take place on this planet, then it's not going to take place on any planet. And if evolution can't take place here, then logically, it's not going to happen anywhere, which means the whole premise of these supposed higher evolved aliens is also a lie. Okay? And even the UFOologists admit it. We even share videos of secular conferences, and they're admitting, hey, this is kind of strange. These beings that appear, they always look humanoid. You would think, and this is their own words, you would think if evolution is true, that we'd get some sort of a random shape, some blob or something. But no, they're always humanoid, you know, two arms, two legs. Why is that?
Hold that thought, Pastor Billy. We'll be back here in just a moment to explore this whole fight of UFOs. Surreal, ladies and gentlemen.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25.
News Talk Network in the Middle East, Israel National Radio, and IsraelNationalRadio.com present the Tamar Yonah Show. Here's Tamar Yonah.
Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Ladies, are you wanting a deeper connection between your relationship with God and your health? More control over managing your own health? To keep you and your family healthy naturally and economically? More vibrant energy for the things that are important to you? Join me, Master Herbalist and Nutritional Consultant Julie Formby, for a walk through the ancient scriptures on the third Wednesday of each month from 1 to 2 p.m. here on KHNC. Each show is based on my seminar series called Back to Biblical Health for Women. And together, we will explore a variety of health topics from a holistic and biblical perspective, all targeted specifically toward women and restoring your new vitality. As my free gift to you, I would like to offer a taste of what Back to Biblical Health for Women is all about. Download a free introductory copy of my ebook at www.yournewvitality.com/radio. That's www.yournewvitality.com/radio. And don't forget to join me on the third Wednesday of each month from 1 to 2 p.m.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone, we're talking about UFOs. Certainly. Are they real? Yes, I believe that they are real. I know people have actually seen them and seen the supernatural manifestations. Oh, but, of course, the question is, where do they come from? And certainly Pastor Billy gives an excellent presentation. We do carry the DVDs on UFOs, so we think it's important you have the information, you understand the arguments back and forth, and the realization this is not imaginary, it's real. It's a supernatural force out there, a manifestation of this battle that's taking place between God and Satan. Pastor Billy, go right ahead.
Well, again, you might say, well, that's a pretty strong statement. You know, you're going to say that you're dealing with a demonic deception. Well, again, folks, it's the whole premise, as we left off before the break, is it's built on a lie, that they're supposed to be higher evolved. So wait a second, if nothing can evolve, then that tells you right there that something's fishy. Also, by way of a side note, you'll see in the history section, which, again, just the first four out of 10 DVDs is on the history of UFOs, which, by the way, folks, it's completely chock full of footage. You're going to see this. This is not make-believe. This is going on. It was a cooperative effort with several Christians from around the world as we provide this footage. It's just amazing. But what you'll see even in the history is they changed their appearance to fit the technology of the age. We started just in the history aspect, could have gone earlier, but with the late 1800s, and believe it or not, there were reports even as far back then of, quote, alien ships. But the way that they appeared back in the late 1800s was not how they appear today. They actually appeared, the reports of people seeing them in blimps, airships. And then all of a sudden they switch gears and the classic of flying saucer shape and things of that nature. And you go, well, wait a second. Did you really fly all the way from Mars in a blimp? Excuse me? And why did you get here on a supposed blimp on one generation and the next generation you're in this more scientific technological thing? And it's fishy. It's like, and what you see is they mimic. Okay, they've been around for a while, obviously. They mimic the generation's technology, flying technology, and then when it advances mankind here on Earth, then they change it to work with that generation. So that even tells you that something fishy is going on. You're not being honest. You're based on a lie. You're tricking people. Why would you do that? Well, that's what demons do. In fact, the Bible clearly tells us that where lies come from. John chapter 8. Jesus, speaking about the devil, says that the devil, he was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. And when he lies, he speaks his native language, for he's a liar and the father of all lies. Okay, so where do lies come from? They come from Satan, Jesus said. And so the whole premise of UFOs and aliens are built on a lie, and they are deceiving people. Well, folks, that's what demons do. So you start to stack it up, and it's like, something's weird is going on here. And another thing that they're lying to us about, folks, about their identity, okay, is they're not coming from the other side of the universe. They're coming from another dimension. And you say, well, that still proves that they could be from another. No, it doesn't. The Bible, believe it or not, talks about another dimension that simultaneously exists right now as you're listening to this, but yet is not currently visible. It's called the spirit realm, okay? The Bible didn't use the word dimension. The Bible uses spirit realm, but it's the same thing. Okay, and the Bible talks about how there are certain beings that God created called angels that have the ability from God to traverse from one dimension to the next. And they can pop in this dimension and pop back out from the spirit realm. And we see that in the scripture. You look at how angels travel, so to speak, and you see how they can pop in one minute, next minute people turn around, they're gone. They just appear and they disappear. Well, when you take a look at how these UFOs and these aliens travel, it's the same thing. They're not coming from afar off in a galaxy, folks. They're not coming around the corner from Mars. They just appear and they disappear as if they're coming from another dimension. Well, they are, because they're demons and they're coming from the spirit realm. And that's not just, folks, it's not just me saying that. These are the secular experts who are saying that, who are observing how these things are traveling, and they're saying it's ridiculous now for people to continue to say that these things are coming from outer space. Let me share with you a couple quotes that we demonstrate. Jacques Vallée, he said, speaking of the UFOs, he said this. He says they're coming not from outer space, but inner space from another dimension. Okay? And he says, in fact, not only he, the British Journal Flying Saucer Review, and folks, this is their own entities. This is their own camp of UFOlogy, ufologists, okay? And in the British Journal of the Flying Saucer Review, okay, it's like one of, if not the leading UFO publication in the world. They say this, based on the evidence, okay? And this is the official statement by the editor, Gordon Creighton. And he says, there seems to be no evidence yet that any of these craft or beings originate from outer space. Brad Steiger, he says, the chances are we're dealing with a multidimensional paraphysical phenomenon which is largely indigenous to planet Earth. Okay, it's coming from here. And even the famous science fiction writer Arthur Clarke, he says, one theory, listen to what he says here, folks, one theory that can no longer be taken very seriously is that UFOs are interstellar spaceships. Okay, so even the secular researchers are saying, listen, based on how these things travel, based on what we observe, okay, these things are not coming from the edge of the universe. Okay, these things, they'll see them on the radar, and then all of a sudden they just disappear. And they just pop in, pop out. That's dimensional travel. That's going from one spirit realm to the next. In fact, what's interesting is they've never been reported coming around, again, the backside of Mars. They don't say, hey, look, we picked them up on our space radar. There's a group of them flying in V formation, coming straight out of Jupiter. They don't see that. They're always in our atmosphere, and they just appear, and they disappear. And again, folks, that tells you, well, wait a second. So first of all, your whole premise of existence that you were telling us, that you're a higher evolved race here to help us, is based on a lie called evolution. And then you trick us with your technology to mimic the technology of each succeeding generation. And that's kind of fishy. And then the way that you travel, and you tell us that you're coming from the backside of the solar system, but you're really coming from another dimension, that's three lies in a row. And again, folks, those that lie like that, that comes from a demonic source. Okay. It's just common sense. And again, you think about this, folks. You think about the level of deception that mankind has slowly been corralled to buy into this lie of UFO and aliens, okay? If you do the math, okay, this lie was put into place nearly 150 years ago with Charles Darwin, okay? Because think about it, okay? You have to first get people to buy into the lie of evolution, and it has to eventually advance worldwide, which it is now, in order for them to fall for the second lie, the ultimate lie, and that's the lie of UFOs, okay, because you have to have that basis to believe. And it's working like a charm, so to speak, folks, because right now, and I'm going to share with you a couple articles and just printed these off recently, it says this, more people believe in aliens than in God, okay? And so much so, that's the title of the article, and it says this, UFOlogy is now become effectively a new religion for the 21st century. Okay, and then even more here at home, it says this, more Americans believe that aliens have visited Earth than they believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Okay, it's mind-blowing. And part of it is because Hollywood's behind this. Okay, you not only have the influx of evolution being taught in our school systems until it was hijacked, and now that's only what you get, but at the same time, and that was in the 40s, 50s, and 60s when evolution began to take off, at the same time, Hollywood began to promote it. And at first it was those funny, kind of corny, black and white B-movies and stuff. And now it's everywhere you go. There's all kinds of, and it's gone even beyond Star Trek and Star Wars and all that stuff. But it's on kids' cartoons, it's on sitcoms, and now it's on these reality TV shows with, you know, UFO hunters and all this stuff and whatever. And so it's working. So now everybody across the planet, now more people believe in aliens than they do in God, or that Jesus was the Son of God. Why? Because you have to get, I mean, put it, you know, this is the premise. You have to get this lie into the minds of people, because the enemy knows what's coming to this planet. And it's there in the Bible for anybody to read. It's just people don't read the Bible. And what's coming to this planet, the next greatest prophetic event, is called the rapture of the church. And if you put yourself in the enemy's shoes, man, you better come up with something good to explain that one away. Okay, because you think as soon as the rapture happens, people in mass all over the planet are going to say, man, was I a goofball. Why in the world didn't I listen to my pastor? Why didn't I listen to my Christian wife or husband or brother or sister or coworker or neighbor, whatever? Those Christians were right. They disappeared. It's all over the world. They were right. And you would think that in mass what they'll do is they'll say, okay, they were right. I better accept Jesus now as my Savior. I don't think so, folks. And this is what the enemy is working to undermine. All it's going to take now with this everybody believing in aliens more than they do God, that's happening right now, folks, across the world. That's how entrenched this lie is. And all it's going to take is for somebody to get up there on a worldwide broadcast and sit there and say, hey, I know you're in a state of panic. It's obvious that, we all know that our loved ones, certain ones, have disappeared from the planet. But before you completely lose it, let me just encourage you. You're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. It's time to go ahead and tell you the truth now. The government's been holding out on you. There is aliens. Okay. We didn't think you were ready for it, you know, and we're just trying to slowly get you used to the idea. But now we can't hide it anymore. Your loved ones have disappeared. But don't worry. Don't worry. Okay. Cause aliens are real. Yes, they're real. Okay. But they've beamed your loved ones up to their spaceships. Because what has happened now is mankind has made an evolutionary spiritual leap in consciousness, okay? And your loved ones were not spiritually evolved high enough to join us into this wonderful new age. But you are. So don't worry about your loved ones. In fact, go ahead and get excited because, folks, we're not alone in the universe. These entities are here to help us, and you're a chosen one. You were going to be a part of rebuilding mankind and blah, 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 blah. Folks, I'm telling you, human nature is in a time of crises, and that's going to be a global crisis when millions of people disappear from the planet. And you can't deny it. You can't put a spin on it. Human nature is you're going to gravitate towards any kind of lame excuse just to maintain your sanity. But if you think how deceptive this is, it was put into play 150 years ago with the birth of evolution. This isn't a lame excuse. This is a masterful excuse. And people are going to buy into this hook, line, and sinker, and they'll not only in one fell swoop explain away the rapture of the church, but in one fell swoop, they'll get people who are left behind, who are entering into the seven-year tribulation that Jesus said is the worst time in the history of mankind. They're actually going to think they're headed for paradise when it's literally going to be God's judgment on earth. It's absolutely mind-blowing, okay? But that's what demons do, okay? But again, you look at their messages, and we know these guys are liars, that they cannot be trusted, that they're coming from a demonic source. Because when you look at the other things that these entities teach, okay, we know it's not true, okay? And this is what you've come all the way across the universe to tell us. And the first thing that they promote is that, hey, oh, by the way, we've arrived here to tell you that all of us are little gods, okay? That God and man and all creation is the same divine essence. It's like, whoa, wait a second. That's old-fashioned pantheism, okay? That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says there's only one God. Deuteronomy 4 says the Lord is God. Besides him, there is no other. First Kings chapter 8 says that the Lord is God. There is no other. Isaiah 44, Isaiah 45, there is no other God. God says, I am the Lord. There is no other. So wait a second. How could you say that we're all little gods when there only is one God? Why are you lying again for? What's going on here? The next thing that they do, okay, is they come all the way across the universe and they pick on one entity. And that one entity that they demean, that they slam, that they want to put in a bad light for everybody is, guess who? That's right, Christianity. They don't pick on the other religions around the planet. Okay, they pick on only Christianity. And here's what they say. They say they've come all the way across the universe and they tell us, quote, Christianity is the biggest culprit in destroying the earth, because Christianity teaches that man has dominion over the earth when the earth is actually a living being. And they say we need to worship the earth and change our ways or we are going to be destroyed. Really? Bible calls that idolatry. In fact, Romans chapter 1 says this is why the wrath of God is coming, because people have the audacity to worship created things instead of the Creator. So you're actually encouraging us to do something to incur the wrath of God? That's a demon, folks.
We'll be back in a moment here with Pastor Billy Crone, right here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Did you see the size of that commission?
That certainly was a large commission.
Where's the gold?
It's a very, very big commission.
Where's the gold?
At your typical gold dealer, you get a lot less gold and they get a lot more commission. At Patriot, we provide you with more gold and silver with what we like to call the single-digit markup. At Patriot, you get more gold for less.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop wants to remind you that drinking and driving should never be combined. There will be many opportunities to drink during the holiday season. Plan ahead. If you're going to drink, don't drive. This message is brought to you by Fort Collins Radiator Shop at 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, call 482-6783. They have over 47 years of experience, they're family owned and operated, and they're on the air because they care.
Hi folks, guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card. Visit www.greencleanfood.com. That's greencleanfood.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone. And Pastor Billy, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get to your website?
Yeah, sure. You can reach us at our main teaching website at getalifemedia.com. That's getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com. Or if you happen to be in the Las Vegas area, you're welcome to stop by for our live services at Sunrise Baptist Church, and you can go to our website at sunriselv.com, sunriselv as in Las Vegas.com, or you can just search for my name, Billy Crone, on the search engine, and that'll take you where you need to go.
Very good. Will you pick up the story?
Well, again, that's just the tip of the iceberg of the lying messages that these things have come all the way across the universe just to tell us. They not only want to pick on Christianity, and they not only want to teach that we can all become gods, or that we are gods, we just need to realize it. But then they go even further, and they say that they come all the way across the universe, and they tell us that Christianity. Now, notice again, it's just Christianity that they're picking on. Well, that's your first red flag there. And they say that Christianity is false and outdated, and that there is no such thing warned about. When his disciples said, how do we know you're coming? He says, watch out, nobody deceives you. And then he follows up and says this, there's going to be a bunch of people coming to my name claiming I am the Christ. And that's what these critters are saying, that you and I could become the Christ consciousness. That's a New Age term, folks, for becoming your own God. It's crazy. So you come all the way across that universe to teach that. And then flip it around. Right? I'm not making this up. These are the actual, quote, channeled messages from these supposed space brothers. Okay? And so they not only pick on Christianity and Jesus and say there is no sin. Listen to this. I'm not making this up. They say, they come all the way across here to tell us that the devil, or Lucifer, is actually a good guy who's come to free us. Come on. Are you serious? And folks, the Bible calls him the accuser, the deceiver, the evil one, the father of lies. He's a murderer, the power of darkness, the ruler of demons, the tempter, the thief, and the wicked one. He's not a good guy. Give me a break. But that's your big message? That's how you're going to help mankind? Oh, by the way, Christianity is a bunch of baloney, and the devil's a good guy. Folks, I wish I was making this up, but when you do the research yourself, these are what these critters, quote-unquote, are actually teaching. Okay? It's crazy, okay? And then again, as I mentioned before, in order to contact these heavenly beings, okay, they say, oh, here's what you got to do. Don't use your cell phone. Apparently that doesn't work. They say you need to refrain from certain foods. You need to practice meditation. You need to develop your psychic ability. And you need to seek direction from, not the Bible, you need to seek direction directly from the spirit world, and you need to become a channeler, a palm reader, get into astrology, et cetera, et cetera. Well, again, as I mentioned earlier, the Bible says in Deuteronomy 18, God says, let no one be found among you who practices divination, sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft, casts spells, or who is a medium or a spiritist who consults the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord. Why? Because that's demonic practices, okay? And you open your mind up into an altered state of consciousness, and I'm not saying you're not going to hear stuff, and I'm not saying you're not going to have an experience, but that's not from God. It's not trustworthy. And because he loves us, he doesn't want us duped, so he says, don't go there. It's classic demonic techniques, okay? And again, that's what's so crazy. It's like, wait a second. So the only way that I can contact you, remember, folks, the premise is supposed to be they're super-duper intelligent. They're so far advanced above you and I. They've got technology that we can't even explain. It's just amazing. Oh, if they could only just come here and help us out. And then they come here, quote unquote, and the only way I can contact you is through an occult practice. Not my cell phone, not a walkie-talkie. I can't even send you an email. It's crazy. So much for your advanced technology. And then again, they promote the New Age lie. Believe it or not, folks, they promote everything the Bible says, by and large, is coming of the Antichrist kingdom. A one-world government, a one-world economy, a one-world religion, and we need to follow a one-world ruler. I'm not making this up. Listen to this quote. This is from their teaching. They say that all religions, except guess who? That's right, Christianity again, are of equal merit. They say that we are at the threshold of a new age of occult enlightenment, and that the ETs are now here to assist mankind in leaving the old ways and to help us enter into this new age. And a part of that so-called advancement is to, first of all, denigrate Jesus. Okay, you can't deny his historicity, that he was real and he really was here on the planet. But they denigrate him and say, well, you know, he was just one of many great teachers. He wasn't the Son of God. He wasn't God in the flesh. He's no different than Buddha or Muhammad or Confucius, you know. And by the way, they take credit for their existence. They say that Jesus and Buddha and Muhammad came from the extraterrestrials. And again, that they're here to help us in our next step in spiritual evolution. Okay? But it gets even worse. They go even further than that. They say that I'm not making this up, folks. Direct quote. We need to, they come all the way across the universe. Think about this. And here's what they're promoting. We need to submit to a form of drastic authoritarian social control because it's necessary to assure the survival of this planet. Quote, mankind needs to unite into a one-world government, a one-world religion, or we will be destroyed. And in order for the world to be at peace and harmony, there must be, listen, quote, a new world order, a universal monetary system, a world authority on food, health, and water, a universal tax, listen, a one-world leader, and, I'm not making this up, guess what? The abolishment of Christianity. What? Come on, folks. Anybody that knows their Bible is clearly saying, well, wait a second. This is what God says is the Antichrist kingdom. This is why Jesus says, don't let anybody deceive you. That time leading up to his return at the end of the seven-year tribulation, in Matthew 24, he talks about, is going to be characterized of deceit. The first thing, before he talks about the rise of earthquakes, before he talks about the wars and rumors of wars and the famines and the pestilence, all that, the first thing he says, you better be on your guard because it's going to be the biggest time of deceit. And folks, how much are people being deceived? They're falling for this lie. Jesus said the seven-year tribulation is going to be the worst time in the history of mankind. In fact, if God wasn't merciful and shortened that time frame, he clearly says no flesh would survive. The whole planet would be wiped out. Okay, and yet these guys are saying it's great. Oh, and by the way, all the things that the Bible says of the Antichrist kingdom, you need to take part in. It's absolutely ridiculous. And then when you put that together, I like what one researcher said. Okay. He says, in light of the messages given by the UFO entities, how credible is it to think that literally thousands of supposed genuine ETs would fly millions or billions of light years simply to teach New Age philosophy, deny Christianity, and support the occult? First of all, he says, why would they do this when the preponderance of such activity is already occurring on this planet? You're not telling us nothing new. New Agers have been telling us the whole time. So why do we need you to reinforce their lie? He goes this, and why would these entities actually possess and inhabit people, just like demons do, if they were really advanced extraterrestrials? And why would they lie about things that we know aren't true? It's because they're demons, folks.
We'll be back in a moment with Pastor Billy Crone.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
Avoid being bitten by the cold and flu bug by increasing your body's own defense system. Call me, Julie Formby, certified master herbalist, for a free 15-minute phone consult and save 20% off three powerful products that protect you against colds, flu, bacterial infections, viral outbreaks, and will drive down fevers. Your free new vitality consult and a 20% product discount is for a limited time. Call 970-203-9540. That's 970-203-9540.
You're invited to join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2014 on Monday, April the 14th, at the Ramada Plaza Hotel in North Glen. You have your choice of a delicious lamb or turkey entree. Adults are $36, children 9 through 12 are $20, children 6 through 9 are $18, and children under 5 are free. Deadline for making your reservations is Friday, April the 4th. Call 1-800-205-6245 and make your reservation for Passover now. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Hello, Dr. Stan here. Our guest this morning is Pastor Billy Crone. Pastor Billy, go right ahead.
Well, again, just quickly, just a few more evidences. And again, folks, we go down deep on this topic and try to leave no stone left unturned because of the level of deception. And most people on the planet are falling for it, so we want to get the truth out. Again, 10 DVDs, it's chock full of video footage, it's a documentary style. Let me just quickly share with you, you're dealing with a huge demonic deception. When these critters show up on the scene, they not only lie to people, people to get into the occult. They not only encourage the kingdom and say that we must submit to that or the planet's going to blow up. They not only debunk Jesus and slam the Bible, et cetera, et cetera. But when they appear on the scene, sometimes they smell like sulfur. If you know your Bible, folks, of all things to smell like, they don't smell like some cheap cologne. They don't smell like, you know, a cheeseburger or some stale milk. They smell like sulfur, folks. Sulfur is what the scripture talks about, the lake of fire, thrown alive into the lake of fire of burning sulfur, burning sulfur. That's not a smell you want to be acquainted with, folks. They also, when they come here, they not only encourage people to let them possess their voices and speak through them, which is a demonic occult practice that the Bible forbids, but they go a step further. They want to, once they get people to let them control their voices, they encourage them to, why don't you let us take full control? These aliens, quote-unquote, come here, and they tell people they want to possess them. They want to completely take over their body. The word that they use is called walk-in. They want to walk into this entity, and you could be a chosen one, a channel of light. You could become a walk-in and let these space brothers come inside your body and take control of you. Well, folks, that's classic demonic possession. That you know, of course, you don't want to say, "Hey, I'm a demon. Let me possess you." Nobody's going to say, "Sure," you know, by and large. But if you just say, "Hey, I'm an alien. I want to walk in your body," it's the same thing, folks. Okay, and we actually demonstrate. You will see the actual video examples, video interviews of people that this has actually happened to on the documentary, folks. And they have actually demonstrated. You tell me we're not dealing with demons here. That people, when they encounter these entities, or they show up, all of a sudden, boom, they appear, they pop in from another dimension into the room when they start to have more of the fourth encounter, et cetera, and, or they're in the process of being abducted, then there is one way on record, and this is from secular research, folks. I'm not making this up. And again, you'll see the actual example. Secular research is there's actually one way that works every single time, 100% of the time, that you can get rid of these critters if they do come your way. Okay, beyond just seeing a supposed spaceship out in the sky, we're talking that they actually show up. Okay, and that is this. When you command them in the name of Jesus Christ to leave, and they do. Gee, what do you think that is, folks? Well, it's called a demon. That's what demons do. They have to cower, obey, and flee at the name of Jesus Christ. And you'll see actual testimonies of people, even non-Christians, and they're calling out to the name of Jesus, and as soon as they do, bang, these entities leave. In fact, one lady that I personally interviewed in Oregon, she said that her and her sister had encountered them. They had landed in a field outside their farmhouse area when they were growing up, and they were there was three of these entities, the classic grays, were coming towards them, and she said they got scared, obviously, and they commanded them in the name of Jesus Christ to leave. And she said they didn't just leave. They immediately turned around, and they tried to get out of there so fast that they were tripping over each other, falling down, running back. Folks, what is that? It's a demon. Excuse me, you come all the way across the universe, okay, and then I can rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. Folks, I'm telling you, it's the level of deception. No wonder Jesus said in the last days, the first thing before you look out for the rise of earthquakes and wars and pestilence and famines, the first thing you better get in your mind set is deceit, deceit, deceit. You better watch out. Somebody's going to deceive you and to mine into a big fat lie. And again, that's exactly what's going on. But let me share with you just a few of the actual quotes that we share with these entities, because I'm telling you, it's all leading up to become the perfect excuse to explain away the rapture of the church. Barbara Marciniak, she's a very famous New Age author, and in her book, I still have in my office, it's called Bringers of the Dawn, she supposedly gets her messages from the extraterrestrials from the star system Pleiades, okay? And here's what they, quote, have told her. She says, they've told her this, there will be great shiftings within humanity on this planet. It will seem that great chaos and turmoil are forming, that nations are rising against each other in war, that earthquakes are happening more frequently. She said, Earth is shaking itself free, and a certain realignment or adjustment period is to be expected. Listen to this, quote, the people who leave the planet during the time of the Earth changes do not fit here any longer, and they are stopping the harmony of the Earth. Oh, those nasty Christians. And it goes on, it says, when the time comes that perhaps 20 million people leave the planet at one time, there will be a tremendous shift in consciousness for those who are remaining. Folks, again, I'm telling you, I'm not making this up. They are already preparing people to believe that the rapture of the church has nothing to do with Jesus coming back to get his own before the seven-year tribulation begins and God's wrath is poured out on this planet for 7 years. Nope. It's the space aliens getting those nasty people away who are stopping the harmony of the earth. Another New Ager, in her book, her name is Thelma Terrell, she wrote in her book called Project World Evacuation. She said, quote, and this is what they're telling her, quote, our rescue ships will be able to come in close enough in the twinkling of an eye and set the lifting beams operation in a moment. And all over the globe, this will be the method of evacuation. Mankind will be levitated by the beams of our smaller ships and in turn taxied to the larger ships overhead in the atmosphere. There's going to be ample space and supplies for millions of people. She said the great evacuation will come upon the world very suddenly. Okay? And so again, she says it's the UFOs. But then they actually say, well, wait a second, what if I don't get taken? She says, quote, do not be concerned or unduly upset if you don't participate in the first temporary lift up of souls who serve with us. This merely means that your action in the plan is elsewhere, and you will be taken for your instructions and receive them in some other manner. Don't take any personal affront if you're not alerted or participate in this first phase of our plan. Your time will come later. Really? Yeah, so it's
a great time, Pastor Billy. Thank you so much, and I hope people will want to get the DVDs. Talk to you real soon. God bless.
I'm blessed. Thank you, Dr. Muncie.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop wants to remind you that drinking and driving should never be combined. There will be many opportunities to drink during the holiday season. Plan ahead. If you're going to drink, don't drive. This message is brought to you by Fort Collins Radiator Shop at 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, call 482-6783. They have over 47 years of experience. They're family owned and operated, and they're on the air because they care.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and certainly we've watched the two sets of DVDs. There are about 10 of them. There are five other two parts, two separate sets, each one with five DVDs in it. And we're past the bill. Certainly we live in a visible world. There is an invisible world. We live in a tangible world. There's an intangible world out there. And this is where this battle between good and evil is being fought. Now, we offer the DVDs that are available. Now, if you haven't seen the other sets, we have the final countdown, certainly going into what is taking place. We have all eight of them, parts 1 through 8. We've watched them all ourselves. We think they're great or we wouldn't be offering them. And the set on the UFOs are separate. You can get part 1 or you can get part 2 or get them both together by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We think Pastor Billy does a great job. He's a personal friend, and me, my wife and son go and visit him every year when they go to the National Religious Broadcasters. They'll be going out to Las Vegas there in April. And Pastor Billy was down visiting us here recently, so I certainly part of our radio family, and I hope he'll be part of yours. I think if you get his material, you'll be fascinated by it. So this is the time when I need to a reminder that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you'd like to become part of the Radio Liberty family, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. What is our message? Simply that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men. There's an organized effort to conceal what's going on, to focus our attention on the material world, and the material world is real, but the immaterial world is real. The visible world is real, but there is an invisible world out there. And you'll actually have an opportunity on these DVDs to hear the testimony of people who've been abducted, people who've seen and had close contact with this other dimension there. And first, certainly, there's an element within our own government that ties into this invisible element. You must understand that basically what you're seeing is the fulfillment of prophecy today. We're moving towards these terrible times that are talked about in the Bible, where there's going to be mass killing, where a quarter of the population of the world is going to be destroyed. That's Revelation 6:8. Read the Revelation. Read Revelation 6:8. And then after Revelation 6:8, things really get bad after they've destroyed a quarter of the population of the world. And you see what's going on over in Syria, where America, your tax dollars, has killed over 140,000 civilians. And if you don't think God is going to bring his judgment on America because we're backing the terrorists over there that are killing the innocent civilians, those people would not be dying if we were not financing a revolution. We're doing the same thing in the Ukraine, and this is really so confusing. Remember, what most people don't understand is we finance the Nazis, we're financing the communists, we're financing this whole thing. God is going to forgive this country. So they pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty. Our number 1-800-544-9770.